Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think everybody's a fan of Scott Van Pelt. He did a good job. He does a good job with everything he does. And like, even me, who loves SVP, thinks he's the best thing that ESPN has. He comes on the air and he's trying to sell how great of a game that was and how enthralling it was. An exhilarating game. Scott, like we all watched. Please stop. You don't have to sell me. Your presence is going to sell me. We're here for bad beats. Like, no, you don't need. It's fine. It was a crap fest. We all know what we watched last night in Herbert versus Hurts, and it's bad, man. I mean, don't you, Sam, walk away from that and like the whole time I'm nodding my head. I'm like, I get it, because last week, even though we watched that Bears-Eagles game and it was a crap fest from their defense, understood. Like last night, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it why they're so pissed. I know they just won a Super Bowl, but I totally understand why they are so freaking pissed with the way this team is playing and all the talent that they have.
Speaking of SVP, who I enjoy.
Yes.
When they stand, I forget how big he is. That is a large human being. And usually when you see Scott, he's by himself at a desk in a studio. Mm-hmm. But last night they did the standing hit. And he's next to Jason Kelce, who I looked this up. Jason Kelce played at least at 282 pounds, and he's 6'3". And SVP is towering over Jason Kelce. You look up, really? I saw you're like, oh my God. Well, Van Pelt's almost 6'7". Like, that's big dude. And he wears baggy suits. Mm-hmm. Most people like to wear suits that, you know, are a little bit tighter. I like to wear a tighter suit. Not skin tight, not Ryan Clark tight, but I like a suit to fit me like a glove. SVP wears a bigger suit. So you got Kelce, who again is 6'3" and played at 282, and he looks tiny compared to SVP, who looks like Lurch just standing there, like, and the suit goes on for days. That's a big old boy, SVP, man.
I knew he was tall, but I didn't know he's 6'6", 6'7" range.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Big dude.
Good dude, according to everybody.
Yeah, of course.
And it comes across. Like, he's not fake. So much fake right now in this business. And you can spot it a mile away. People treat the audience like they're idiots. They're not idiots. They see what you are. But yeah, right. You're right. The more I think about it, right before halftime, they always do that shot and then it goes up and it's like, wait, he's way up there. He's a big boy.
The
reaction in Philly, I think I'm going to take it in all day. I couldn't sleep last night for reasons that will not be discussed. Maybe they will one day over the next couple of weeks. But I turned on the stream. I was listening to the post game. And remember, they carry the Eagles. As soon as the host comes on, torching them, destroying them. I wake up this morning, I turn it on, and there's Richie and the boys like just barbecuing the Eagles. And it's not garbage. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of fans who are like, oh, yeah, whatever. We really feel sorry for you. You just won a Super Bowl, and you've got all this talent on your team, drama, whatever. Who cares? But I get it, man. Hurts is infuriating. And this is a couple of games now, and maybe his worst performances ever, where you're backing him. When you're betting with a team, you do feel like you're part of the fan base. And then you're watching it through that lens. And oh my God, it was just so infuriating. So infuriating. So I understand. I'm not laughing here at Eagles fans this morning with the way that they feel. And I'm certainly going to check out Joe G when our show's a wrap.
What did they say about the positivity bunny?
I go in the Odyssey app right now. I pull up WIP, and the last segment was, is this the end of the positivity bunny? ? Bunny emoji.
And you know what's wild? They're still going to win this NFC East and host a playoff game. Nobody in that NFC East is going to touch them. And
Correct.
You're protected because you win a division. So, you know, looking at the standings right now, you know, last year it was talked about that the NFC East was maybe the most well-rounded division in football. Some would make that case. I don't think we made that case. We said the North, and then the North got slaughtered in the playoffs. But, okay, Philly stinks. Philly's 8-5. The next closest team, Dallas, is 6-6-1. So as bad as they may be, then you got the NFC South. Like, the winner of that's going to be 9-8 and be the 4 seed. So despite all this and all this vitriol and hate and shoot the positivity bunny or whatever, they're going to be the 3 seed still. And it's not going to be easy to go into Philly and beat that defense. It's not.
And right now, that would be the San Francisco 49ers doing that. They could. They could. You know what I'm realizing? As this is coming into focus, the playoff picture for both conferences, it took a while to get here. And I'm trying not to overreact to what we just saw. But the list of teams I don't trust is growing. Playoff teams that will be in there, I'm like, nope, don't trust you. Don't trust you. Nope, no chance. I'm betting against you. Like, that's growing. Even though it's a wide open year, there are a handful of teams, including Philadelphia, right now, Tampa Bay, Chicago, even Pittsburgh, Chargers, New England, Denver. I don't trust when it comes to winning the Super Bowl, getting to the conference championship and winning the Super Bowl. That list is growing. We don't know if this is going to be the official list, but I think it's going to be most of it. There might be one or two changes. That's it.
Okay, so let's go to BetMGM and go from the top. Very simple. Yes or no question. Do you trust the LA Rams?
Yes.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
With Darnold. I saw that squint too.
It's wavering a little bit. Like, it's a different trust than a month ago, I'll say that. But I still trust
Green Bay Packers.
I'm not betting on them. How about that? They're going to lose earlier than expected. Let me put it that way.
So the three Super Bowl favorites, Joe trusts 1.5 of the teams.
Correct.
I'll give Seattle a half. Buffalo Bills.
If that run defense that we've seen the last 2 weeks, and some of the game script, but if they play closer to that level, it's a big yes.
Denver Broncos.
By far, they have the best quarterback in the playoffs. Not close.
Not Denver. Right? Buffalo.
No. I'm still on the Buffalo one. Denver. Do I trust? Sean Payton has done some obscure stuff. I know they've won 10 in a row. I'm not betting them to win a Super Bowl, so that's a no.
New England Patriots.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Two more. Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
Houston Texans.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yes. So does Mitch Moss. The other night when I tweeted about Buffalo, he jumped into my mentions. Actually, I'm going to get the tweet right because I don't want to misspeak. But I was starting to lay out my Bills case on Sunday, and I tweeted that, let's see, I'm going to get everything right here. I tweeted Bengals, Burrow are dead. Chiefs, Mahomes are cooked. Ravens, Lamar on the ropes. It's all coming up Bills. And Mitch Moss, who I used to work with, and Mitch and I get along very well, he responded, "It's coming up with a team we're currently watching." And that was during Sunday Night Football when the Texans were beating Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. I was hearing from Patriots fans like, "I hope we don't play the Texans in the playoffs." I'm like, "Yeah, you better hope you don't play the Texans." There's a lot that's going around. And speaking of that, so you heard from Mitch Moss out of the blue yesterday. Ryan Horvath sent me an apology because he was making fun of me when I threw the Texans out there as a strong possibility of a long shot bet at 50-1, like 5-6 weeks ago. He's like, "No." He's like, "When I'm doing my hits, I keep talking about the Texans as a long shot. That's the value play, man. And I don't even know if the value's there anymore."
What hits? What hits is he talking about?
I think that's the only place he's working. He's got weekly radio hits.
Okay.
For a couple weeks.
I saw that he's getting off the internet January 1st. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's getting off social media, but he might be back, I heard.
What is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean? You heard he might be back. What does that mean? Back
Saw his tweet. Yeah, he tweeted.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, he said that he was going to take a break, but he might be back. Unless he deleted that tweet too. I don't know. I can't find it now.
There have been some deleted tweets from him. I wish he didn't delete them, but I understood why.
He did delete it. He tweeted that he was getting off social media January 1st, and I can't find it anymore.
He deleted his bio too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it used to say BetMGM Tonight, but he's not on the show apparently because I've never heard him host it in a long time. So I would delete it too.
It used to say two-time employee of the month.
That was his best one. Have you ever received an employee of the month? Nowhere I've been have they handed out an employee of the month, I don't think. So I've never won one.
No.
I certainly wouldn't win one here.
I've only gotten a Christmas bonus one time in my life. Have I told you the story about the VSiN Christmas bonus we got one year?
Just one time?
We got a Christmas bonus. Everybody was excited. Humans had me convinced we were getting cash. We were getting money.
Well, that's the normal thing.
So I remember Brian Musburger's wife was putting together, we had a side room near the studio, and she was putting paper mache in these little bags. And Humans is like, "There they are. There they are." So
I feel like this is Griswold.
there's 12 bags for all the full-time employees, and you're like, okay, well, we're getting something. And they had this little meeting where we all got a bag with the paper mache and the confetti string, and you open up the bag, and it's two shot glasses that say VSIN on them, and a card that says, thanks for helping us take our big shot. I thought humans was going to kill everybody in the building. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's it.
Two shot glasses. He didn't know. He wasn't messing with you. Because when you say humans, no. Okay, he's messing with you. Because that's usually how this story goes with him.
Right. He was convinced that we were getting money. And we got two shot glasses with the VSIN logo. That's exactly what we all wanted for Christmas.
Man. I would. I won't tell you about my Christmas bonuses. When I was working with Mike North, some of the cash that I would get and Brian Hanley.
Oh, I bet.
Very generous. Yeah.
Yeah. When I interned for Roe, I got an envelope with like $600 in it, cash. Hundreds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like that was a thing. And it was understood. That's what you did. That's just part of it. Because people know that the producers are making nothing. Like, they counted on that money.
Wow. Yeah, well, I was an intern the year I got that cash, so I made nothing.
I don't know if that's still a thing.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking of the people I used to work with at WGN. They were nice. I got invited to, like, holiday parties and stuff, but no, I never got... The last time I got a Christmas envelope...
Depends who you worked with, I think.
Right. Ro was old school, so Ro gave cash.
Yeah.
Other people... Give you a nice little pat on the back. Good job.
I wonder nowadays if with regular jobs, because this is irregular, if that's the deal still. I don't hear about Christmas bonuses anymore. Like 80s, 90s. Like it's obviously I brought up Griswold. It's in that movie a lot. Like that was a normal thing in business, Christmas bonus. And I don't hear anybody talk about him anymore. I don't even know if it's a thing.
When they kidnap the boss, when Griswold kidnaps the boss.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and the cops come.
Maybe we should end our last show with that rant.
Sure. If we make it there.
Yes. Correct. Correct. What were we going to talk about? Oh, week 15. Lines on week 15. We won't get to all of them. God, shut up, Gertch. So annoying. Christmas Vacation sucks in the chat. Moron. Like, do you have to be a Debbie Downer about everything?
You knew that was coming.
It's just a dumb take. That's begging for attention take. I'm sorry, Gertch. Sometimes I'm with you. Not on that one. That's ridiculous. Outrageous.
Moron. Moon. Joe, very, very strong on Christmas Vacation.
No, but I just, to morons. Say it sucks. Oh, it just sucks. Like, you're just doing the, I'm going to go against the grain thing.
It's not nearly as good as the original, but what is in life?
Yeah, fine. He's a European vacation guy. That's what he is. Oh, man. Off the tracks. Worse than European vacation? Insane!
That's much.
See what I'm saying? Like he's just going over the top now. He's got takes. Maybe you should stay. Joe O, Sammy P, Betts, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.